So nice to be here, that's for sure, with the team, the team, the team. You can stream us. You can come back and podcast us if you can't be here when we're here, noon to 2 generally, all at WJR.com. And I hope you have the free WJR app as well. And I think on YouTube now and Facebook, we are streaming live, so we appreciate that. Thank you to Michelle from the Detroit Golf Club for bringing some goodies in for us as we continue to do our Relentless Positive Radio in advance of the Detroit Golf Club presenting this fine Rocket Classic that we're looking forward to, July 30th through August 2nd, which we just spoke with Mark about and how to get tickets and all of that. Happy to say hi to Caitlin Buss, the Deputy Editorial Page Editor for the Detroit News. Nice to catch up with you, Caitlin.
Yeah, you too. Sunny out, it's a good day.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It's sunny out. It's a good day in Detroit.
It is sunny out. It is a good day. Your alma mater, I just should mention, I don't know how else I'd work this in, Hillsdale College has announced that Erica Kirk will be one of the commencement speakers.
Yeah, no, that's a big deal. I don't know if she's done other commencement addresses, but this is certainly a big deal for Hillsdale and just her even being in Michigan. So I know the news will be covering it.
Does that mean you'll be going? Do you go to these?
I'm not going
anymore. No.
I've heard that it's a production, so it's hard to get. You know, it's hard to get in there with her.
Oh come on! Are you kidding me? They must. They probably have a statue of you at Hillsdale, Caitlin Buss.
I think
for
it's
God's
on
sakes.
Sunday, right? It's Mother's Day.
I have no idea when.
No,
it is.
They do not. They do not have a statue of me.
All right. Well, they don't have one of me at Michigan. In fact, they don't even know that I went to Michigan because I'm a conservative talk show host. Kind of disappointing, be that as it may. But I didn't go to my graduation. When I was graduating 1975, it was not a big deal to go. They were stupid. I regret it to this day. But for whatever reason, I wasn't the only one who didn't go. And I can't even remember who it was.
Hillsdales are a very big deal. I mean, all the parents, all the grandparents come, and they get a lot of other people because they get really high caliber speakers. So it will be a big event.
I expect that. It's a very high caliber school, and produced the likes of you, for example. So, let's talk about John James and Perry Johnson. And are you kidding me? What I have here is that some petition signatures are being challenged again?
I know. I think this is getting really tired. And their only saving grace is that voters may not be paying attention yet. But for those of us who are, this rivalry between them is getting very tired. And the signature thing, we saw that happen last time. I don't imagine it will disqualify either of them. I think they both probably made sure that they were above board. You know, I would love to hear more from each of them. I do think as they continue to battle it out with their high name ID and all of that, there's a path potentially for Mike Cox, who was the third in polling, maybe if voters are getting sick of these two. But I don't know yet.
It has been, I'm just going to say as an observer, this is not an official statement on anything. I'm just going to say it's been a very odd race in this whole thing. Perry Johnson coming on strong, late, spending a lot of his own money, and with John James appearing to be sometimes missing in action, and I don't say that out of disrespect. I think John James is great, but is it just me or is it a bizarre campaign all the way around?
It's very bizarre, I think. I agree with you. And, I saw some of it coming, but it's taken an even odder turn, and it's after two terms of Democratic governorship, and especially Whitmer, this should be an easy one for Republicans. I mean, they can't control what Mike Duggan is going to do, but the drama that they're creating at the top of this ticket, I think, is just going to hurt Republicans. I think it already is.
Well, I think Mike Duggan's going to do very well, just a guess. And I think the Democrats are going to have a tough way to go, given the latest news. Now the campaign, here's the headline in the Detroit News, our newspaper, campaign cash flowed as Baydoun sought state grant. I mean, It's unfortunately tying in our current governor in ways she doesn't want to be tied in. And I'm not saying she did anything wrong, but they are, you can't hear this story without them bringing her up.
Right. No, it's another opportunity, a look back at sort of what we've been dealing with. And I think some of these issues are now being tackled. I think there is a bit more oversight, but that's been from Republicans. So yeah, they have, you know, we really need at a minimum to keep some divided government, I think has been good for ways in Lansing. But Republicans should be running with that message. They're simply not unified. There is such division over who this nominee is going to be.
Yep, there sure is. Caitlin Buss, deputy editorial page editor for the Detroit News. She writes some great editorials. She does great on the radio across the board on WJR, and she's on television in great demand as well. Another story out there. It's at least I can say this. I actually had Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher in one of my radio studios many years ago for the first Star Wars.
Wow.
So I actually met them. They were nobody, except Carrie Fisher was somebody because of her mom and dad, but they were nobody in this, what turned out to be iconic blockbuster film. But I have to say, Mark Hamill, even back then, was a bit odd, but as he got more money, he got a bit odder. And now he's in this situation where on a social media post, he has an AI-generated image of President Donald Trump lying in a grave. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was a really disturbing post. And that's even with a lot of real-life disturbing things that we see now. But something about that imagery was very disturbing. I think we're just going to continue to, obviously, we're going to continue to see this kind of stuff. And there's almost no putting it back in the bag. But for someone with such a large platform to do that, you know, very irresponsible, especially in this era. I mean, just seeing that visual, you know, you don't know what that put in someone's head, as opposed to talking about that possibility.
Absolutely right. And for those who are able to see us on YouTube and Facebook streaming, we might get a picture of it up. It's very disconcerting. It's very, very wrong. And I'd like to say Mark Hamill should know better, but he doesn't. And it's up online right now if you tune into that. It's just disgusting, frankly. There's no better word than disgusting. Caitlin Buss, you're the best. We appreciate it. Anything else you want to say?
No. Happy Mother's Day to all those out there. I have a piece on the birth rate coming on Sunday, but have a good weekend.
Well, I should say, I'm remiss in not saying first to you, Happy Mother's Day. How many kids?
Four. So I'm a big fan of it.
Well, you and your husband have done very well, that's for sure. Caitlin Buss, happy Mother's Day. The deputy editorial page editor for the Detroit News. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Caitlin. 12:42 at 760. WJR.